Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. 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 There is no separation, 'cause we are one. When When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 There is no separation, 'cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
I raise my arm to the sky. On my knees I pray. I'm not I
every time I hear that song, my heartbeat races. That song lifts me to a higher vibration, and I needed to hear it. And I hope you felt it too. Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan on Life Conversations Radio Network. I am your host, Celeste Morgan, and it is my honor to invite you to the Celestial Show, and Happy New Year! What you say? Happy New Year? Yes, it's another new year for our brothers and sisters in Thailand. The Songkran Festival, if I'm saying that right, is celebrated in Thailand as the traditional New Year's Day from the 13th to the 15th of April. So we have another opportunity to celebrate, and I'm always lined up for a party. It coincides with the new year of many calendars of South and Southeast Asia. So we're going to tap into that energy tonight, and we're going to have a new beginning. We can dance tonight. We can find ourselves in the company of sister friends. We started the night with Carly Jackson, reminding us that we are one. You can find Carly on Facebook. She has a very unique and beautiful way of spelling her name, so I'm going to share that with you. C-A-R-L-L-I-E Jackson, J-A-X-E-N. Look her up. She has also beautiful music. Just check her out. We always play her here. And you were also jamming to Break the Chain, which was produced by Eve Ensler, and V-Day. It's written and produced also by Tina Clark, with music by Tina Clark and Tim Hines. And there is an amazing video on YouTube featuring dancer and choreographer Debbie Allen. So if you want to learn some new dance moves and get in touch with your woman power, that's the place to go. Break the Chains aims to raise awareness around the world about V-Day's fastest escalating global campaign to date, 1 billion rising, on Valentine's Day, the 15th anniversary of V-Day. Activists and writers, thinkers, celebrities, women and men across the world came together to express their outrage, strike, dance, and rise in defiance of the injustices women suffer, demanding an end at last to violence against women. To find out more, you can go to 1billionrising.org. So welcome to part two of Healing the Sisterhood Divide. I'm so excited to have you all here with me tonight. We will also have a special guest joining us, Shannon Henderson, who is a wonder. And we have a shared story of true connection. And it's going to be my pleasure to introduce my special friend to all of you tonight. So, how are you all doing? How's your heart tonight? I want to thank you again for spending your time with me. As you know, my mission is to get you ready for your week. So this is our time, our me time. And I want to thank all the beautiful people on the phone line. Sarah, I see you, baby, and I thank you so much for your sister love and standing by your girl every week. This girl actually took me out this week. You want to talk about some sister love. And Hillary, thank you for being there. It's not often that the people that you work with also show up in your personal life. But you really touch my heart every time I see your number on the phone lines. And in the chat room, I'm going to go over there real quick because I saw Swiper. That's a nickname that we have for Tracy Ann Miller on Facebook because she has a gift for swiping music from us and swiping music and also powerful posts, and I swipe from her as well. And Kathleen Cole, that beautiful Kathleen Cole from Love Streamers. Baby, I feel your love too. Are you kidding me? I love you guys so much, and I'm really looking forward to what you're going to contribute tonight and keeping this conversation going on. So let's see here. Yeah, we have raised our vibrations. We are so high. I've got some gifts to tell you guys about that too, about the astrological energy that's flowing this week is very, very yummy. And it's all about the moons and the stars. And who can get any higher than that, Tracy? You are so right, my sister. You are so right. So here we go. And hey, you folks in the archives, I see you too. Welcome, and thank you for stopping by. Now is the only time that matters. So whenever you listen, in is right on time. You can join me for all this fun and festivities by calling in 347-426-3346. I want to hear your sister stories tonight, so be sure to press 1 on your keypad. But first, I'd like to thank my brother and my dear friend, Life Coach Ade, the head of Life Conversations Radio Network, for giving me this opportunity to share what's on my mind tonight and to help me have a platform to talk to my sisters at the sacred fire of love, compassion, and tenderness. So make sure if you call in, you say hi, because he's the one screening the call, and he's handling the technical parts of the show. Thank you, Life Coach Ade, for all you do for me. I'd also like to tell you about the other shows you can find on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Our main goal is to shift you from where you are to where you want to be. We have the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show from Monday through Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. Life Coach Ade serves up soul food for your consciousness when you tune in, and that's where you can also find me during the week. I break down the energy of the day around 1. Then we have the Play Experience with Mbasa Safera on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Have you played with yourself today? Do you passionately love and appreciate yourself? Well, if not, you can take a trip on the playground and get in touch with deeply loving yourself. I know that her passion this month is all about Mama Earth, and she's got some powerful shows lined up for you. We also have Ancestral Blueprints on the last Wednesday of the month with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Ade. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. And then you have me, The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, at 8 p.m. Eastern on Sundays. This is the place and the space to take an interactive, fun approach to getting to know who you really are and learning how to embrace all of you through the use of introspective tools like tarot, medicine cards, and black angel cards. I weave stories using numbers, cards, music, books, and movies might even come up to provide you with a new outlook to experience the best in your life. But tonight, we're going to bring the conversation to the ground. We're going to have a sister conversation about healing our divide. You are reclaiming your me power when you join me on Sunday nights. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. Or you can post your questions on the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan fan like page. To stay up on what's going on at Life Conversations Radio Network, feel free to go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. You will find a calendar and a listing of the shows. So, welcome to part 2 of Healing the Sisterhood Divide. Last week, you all shared powerful stories about women, friendships lost and friendships sustained. We talked about isolation and rejection through the story of the woman at the well in the Bible. We said that we were going to join forces to reclaim the power of balanced femininity and masculinity by envisioning sisterhood as a sacred practice. Tonight, we're going to continue the conversation and offer practical tools for healing the sisterhood divide. Could it be that our fairy tales didn't offer us any examples of women being friends and only enemies? Are we to rely on old Sex and the City episodes to be good friends to each other? Okay, if not Sex and the City, how about Girlfriends or Living Single from the 90s? Well, those are TV shows, people. How do we connect for real with each other? because I'm sure you all know that the reality shows are revealing something other than the world we would like to live in. And I don't even feel like criticizing it, but I must confess that I have, for the first time, watched a reunion episode of Atlanta Housewives. Whew! Drama, 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 child, even cancer was trivial. I actually feel like I need my brain to be bleached a little bit because I don't watch stuff like that. But I thought if I'm going to have this conversation, I want to see what my sisters are watching. And I saw it, you know. But I just want to flip the script that says we can't relate. So that's what we're talking about in part two. I need some new lines because I didn't like the movie that I saw what I was watching earlier today. So how do we move past the hateration and frenemies conversation to true sisterhood? I have a beautiful, beautiful woman who's going to be joining me tonight who is going to be helping us with that conversation. And I'm getting a, oh, wonderful, I hear my sister is in the house. Yay. so excited. You know, I'm going to hold back just a little bit because the powerful story about how Shannon and I met each other is so beautiful that there's actually a tool in it for us. So before I bring this beautiful sister on, I want to share a little bit of the energy that is running, that is coming. I told you that it's a little bit, it's going to be yummy. And it's just so beautiful. Particularly around this sixth day. Six is ruled by the planet Venus. Okay, so we're getting some astrological help tonight around our conversation. So before we get to the nitty-gritty and I bring my sister on, I want to share a little bit about the energy that's running today. And not just today, but the energy that is going to be running all year. Because 2013 equals six. And six is the year of the cosmic mother. Six is ruled by Venus. And Venus just happens to be moving into the sign of Taurus tomorrow, so reports tarot.com. Venus moves into Taurus from April 15th to May 9th, 2013, where she'll spend more than 3 weeks getting cozy in her home sign. So we're just coming off of an Aries era of Amore. So restlessness and relationships gets replaced with the slower, simpler pleasures of touch, taste, and beauty. And we're not just talking about cuddling up by the fire. Venus rules over two zodiac signs. The first, gorgeous, graceful Libra, seeks balance and looks to forge tight partnerships. In other words, Libra represents the Venus goddess stereotype. Meanwhile, grounded Taurus represents Venus's earthy side, the one that loves to have all senses entertained. Although this isn't a sign known for taking a casual attitude towards sex, reserved Taurus is lusty in a mellow way. It appreciates the finer things in life, good food, good drinks, good scenery, and yes, attractive people, while Libra represents the sacrifice needed to strike a balance between two partners. Taurus demonstrates Venus's more tactile delights and represents the pleasures two lovers can enjoy together. Doesn't that sound like fun? So if you're a Taurus, like I am, we're going to have a lot of fun in the next 3 weeks, ladies. And if you're not a Taurian, don't worry about it. We like to share in the energy. If you have Taurian people around you, stick close because they are going to be a nice people to hang out with. So that is the astrological energy. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. And I'd like to introduce you to a woman I met on the way to work one day. We used to live in the same building. Shannon, please forgive me if I'm giving up all your business, but you're my sister girl, so I'm not tripping about that. And we would catch the same bus every day. And as Shannon likes to say, neither one of us can remember when we started talking, but what we know is that we didn't stop. I want to introduce you to Shannon Baylor Henderson. You want someone smart, someone with a sense of humor, a superhero kind of mom with the ability to correct homework, MJ moonwalk, cook dinner, and lead a phone conference without missing a beat? Meet Shannon Baylor Henderson. She's the brain behind I'mShannon.com. It's a boutique consulting firm specializing in providing writing and professional development training to aspiring entrepreneurs, established business owners, working professionals, and students. Shannon creates smart and actionable plans that turn ideas into profitable and rewarding ventures. Operating within the Washington, D.C. metro area, Shannon believes that hands-on instruction, a comforting and exuberant personality, and the willingness to work hard and fight for what she wants has grown her business substantially in the short time it has been up and running. She instills confidence, a can-do attitude, and solid knowledge into her clients so that they are empowered to take charge of their goals and make things happen. She's my girl, and it is my honor to welcome Shannon to join us for a sisterly conversation tonight. So I'm hoping Life Coach today knows to do my applause. Thank you. That's my girl.
Hi there.
You know what, Shannon? You know what I love, girl?
What's that?
I didn't even tell him to do the applause. I'm like, I hope he can feel.
Come on now, I'm the best. Come on, you know who I mean. Okay, I'm going. Bye.
I know that's right.
I love it.
Shannon, yes. Give it up. Give it up. My girl.
How are you?
Oh. You know what?
What's that?
I was a little nervous tonight, but when I heard your voice, I just was like, whoosh, Shannon's in the house. We're on the bus, girl. We're on the bus.
Yes.
We're going to share our bus ride with the whole family.
Oh, yes. Let's do that.
Welcome. So let me ask you, Shannon, you know, I told them about you. Who are you? Who is Shannon Henderson in her own words?
Wow, that's a very interesting question that I think I've spent most of my life trying to answer. And what I did learn is that there is no perfect answer. But what I've discovered is that I'm just this passionate, nerdy, sassy woman who says, I want something, and I go after it. That's what I know, you know, and the people who know me understand the passion and the fire, and the people who don't can get burned by the fire. But either way, the fire is there. I have a purpose, I have a plan, and I just take every footstep and every word to pursue it.
See what I'm talking about?
How's that?
How's that? That is fierce. And you always are. You know, Shannon, before we even get down to the nitty-gritty of the sisterhood divide, I want to actually, how do I want to comment this with you? Because I mean, I'm comfortable. You know, I'm talking to my sister girl, the girl I used to ride on the bus with because she doesn't live by me anymore. So I'm missing that in the mornings.
I know.
I know, right? Okay. But let me ask you this question. I know that you listened to last week's show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, what came up for you when you listened to the first show of Healing the Sisterhood Divide?
That someone finally acknowledged that there is a sisterhood divide. It's just, it's kind of that unspoken, I guess, the pink elephant in the room. You know, it's kind of like you recognize it and you know it's there, but you feel that if you address it, it creates more of a divide, so it's kind of easier to just let it be. But for you to be brave enough to say, hey, look, I recognize that when I walk down the street, when I walk into the office, when I say I ride the bus, that other women are looking at me and dividing me, not only dividing me and separating me from them, but they're dividing my spirit and my personality to say that I'm not good enough. But there's no need for it.
Oh, that's some soul food you just dropped out there, and thank you for calling me brave and courageous. And what I was going to start with, which I'm really
what
grateful.
I should have called you was sorry. Inside joke.
That's my nickname from one of Shannon's powerful workshops is sorry. But you know what I wanted to say to you is the way that we met, I believe, is a practical tool, and I want everybody to get close to the fire when I say this, because I think that the way that we met was very brave and courageous, because, you know, we're in a city, and we're moving fast, and I can't tell you how many times that I've seen women on the street or whatever. Now, I do talk to people, but I know there are times that I can go with them. I thought it was brave and courageous that I don't know which one of us said hi first to each other. But
I can't remember that either. I can't remember that either.
To you. I think it was probably I was checking out your outfit and was like, wow. Wow, she is so beautiful. Look at her clothes. And I probably was staring so long that I had to acknowledge it and be like, I really like your skirt. I really like your... You know, so tip one for healing the sisterhood divide, don't be afraid to compliment and give love in the morning. And, you know, Shannon, I have to share this with you real quick. I had an experience on Friday night coming home where there was a woman who stopped me to ask me a question, and she called me out, and I want you to chime in here. She asked me a question, and I she was trying to get to where she needed to go, right? And I answered her question, but she goes, oh, because, and she goes, oh, well, you know, I'm sorry to bother you. And I'm like, what? She goes, well, you know, you just gave me that look. And then we both said at the same time, I said, you know what? I said, I'm sorry, sister. I didn't mean to give you that look. I'm just, and we both said it at the same time, tired.
Honey, let's talk about the look, okay?
Let's talk about the look
because the look is so deceiving, and it's interesting that you say, Celeste, that you are probably the one that spoke to me, and I want to acknowledge that and say, let's put that in the record book, that Celeste was probably the one that spoke to me. And the reason I want to acknowledge that and go ahead and put that on the record is because I know my own look. I've been called out for my look. My look says, oh, she doesn't want to be bothered. She's having a bad day. Or, of course, you know, when the guys see you, oh, she's mean. And when the girls see you, it's, oh, she thinks she's too much. Let me tell you about the look. Any woman knows that as a woman, we multitask. Not only do we multitask our actions, we multitask our thoughts. And for me, my thoughts are in my look. So, probably the day that we met, Celeste, I was thinking, am I the only one at this bus stop? Did I miss the bus? Do these people normally catch the bus? Did I bring my keys? Am I ready for this meeting? How do I look? Did I remember to put on deodorant? There's a lot of things going on in that look. So looks can absolutely be deceiving. But I guarantee you, if you challenge someone to get past the look and acknowledge something within them, or smile, or say hello, that look will crack. It will deteriorate, and you will see a beautiful person underneath.
Tip number one, ignore the look.
Ignore the look.
And that goes across the board. And you know what? We have people in the chat room, Shannon, talking about, I know that look. You know what I mean?
It's the look. It's like for you. It's like we wake up. And we put this makeup called the look on our face. And we head out into the world. But it's because we're multitasking. It's because of the challenges we know we're about to face. It's because of the way we feel. It's because we're asking ourselves, when will it be my time? When will I get my chance? And that look is all in the face. But underneath that, is someone who's so beautiful and so willing to talk and so willing to ask and answer questions if you just give them the chance. And what's even more important about our meeting, Celeste, is that after the look and after the hello, not only did we board the bus together, but we sat beside each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we went from not knowing each other, not knowing about each other, even though we lived in the same space. That's crazy thing. We lived in the same space, to saying hello and then sitting beside each other and going about our day ready to encourage each other.
And that, there we go. Part two, taking time to encourage each other. Because those that ride in the morning, you know, Shannon would get the energy of the day before it got broadcasted on the radio.
I got
on the Ask Life Coach
Today
radio show.
I was a VIP. I was an R4 VIP.
You know, I mean, it was such a gift to be able to share my gifts, and you were so open. The other thing is Shannon, what I'm so impressed by is the ability for you to also inspire me in the moves that you're making. We were catching a bus because you were on your way to the Washington Post. Well, Shannon let that go and has broke out into her own business. That's why we don't see each other anymore. This girl is living her dream. This girl, I mean, grown woman. And when I say girl, y'all, I mean, when I call your sister, whether you're white, black, Asian, Latino, when I call you sister, it really means I'm feeling you like you were born, like we shared womb space.
Yes.
And when I call you girl, it doesn't mean that
honey,
you're
immature. Oh, honey, that's like honey, child, work, honey. That's all of that. I just gave you two snaps and you can't see it, but I hope you can hear it. That's like work, honey. I love it.
You know, so I just want to break that down just to break some cultural barriers and just talk about, and when I call you baby and sweetie and honey, that's because you're just coming off like candy in my heart, which is one of the reasons why I really wanted you here. I wanted to share that light that I got to experience with you, the stories that you would share, and to break the myth that we cannot connect or relate.
You know what also is important about that myth is that you said something a few moments ago. You said, you know, Shannon pursued her dream and left the Washington Post, the company she used to work for. But there's something on the other side of that story, Celeste. I remember one bus trip in particular where I said what I wanted to do. You know, I really want to find a way to pursue my business full time because it impacts so many people. It's my passion. I believe it's my purpose. And you said, you know, Shannon, I really want my own radio show. I wonder what's going on here, because here we are less than a year later, two women who spoke to each other, took a journey with each other, and wound up in our purposeful destinations.
Shannon, I forgot that. Yeah. I forgot that. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Girl.
You used to sit with your journal, and I sat with my Ink magazine, and we talked about what we wanted for ourselves. What could we do on this journey to work that would lead to a journey of a lifetime? And here we are pursuing the journey of a lifetime. Absolutely.
And we're having and sharing this conversation. Now, Shannon, I'm going to have another question for you. I'm going to give you some time to think about it.
Sure.
I want to get in your business because I know you're not afraid to talk. And then And I want to, for the sisters that are in the D.C. metropolitan area, I want you to talk about Pumps and Brunch, which is coming up. We're going to tease the folks with that right now. But I want you to think about a sisterhood story or a sisterhood divide that personally impacted you that you're willing to share with us and how you work with that, how you work through it, okay?
Oh, I already have one ready to go.
Oh, see, look at her. So we're going to take a quick break, family. I hope you're enjoying this sister time conversation. You are invited to call in 347-426-3346. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke mind management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. We have Shannon Henderson in the house. And Shannon. Oh, before we even get to my how I left us on a cliffhanger, we're extending the show, and my cat is very excited about it, Cleo's a mouse. We're extending the show tonight, family, so you are invited to call in 347-426-3346, so you'll be able to play and party with us as well. So, Shannon, we're going to get to your business right now. All right,
girl.
You got a story for us about how the sisterhood divide has impacted you? Has somebody done you dirty? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm
setting
that up.
I feel like you're going to say, are they the mother of your child?
We're going to, don't get me started. So we're going to take a deep breath. What's your story, Mom?
Okay.
What's going on?
Okay. Let's talk about sisterly friendships. I think as women, it's very hard for us to let other women into our lives. I don't know if it's about esteem. I don't know if it's about confidence, about pride, about the lack of transparency, the need to compete. I'm not sure what it is. But I have fallen victim to that several times with not wanting to give room to women to enter into my life. Well, I did. I was very trusting of a great friend of mine. Absolutely loved her. And as we grew, we learned how we were different. She was great in some areas. She was weak in others. I was great in some areas. I was weak in others. But as we grew and discovered these things, we began to judge each other by those changes. When we were younger, we accepted each other's strengths. But as we grew older, we judged each other's weaknesses. And the judging got so thick and so tense that you could see it, you could smell it, you could taste it. But this is someone that you're calling friend, sister, my other person, the person who finishes my sentences. And it was painful that our friendship terminated. And when you think about it, it was so many years of secrets and so many years of memories and first together and last together and all of these things together, and it's gone. And that impacted me severely because I confided in this person and she confided in me, and now there's nothing there at all, not a trace. But that divide was caused simply because she couldn't understand my lifestyle, and I wasn't accepting of her. I think that's the surface. I think that's the surface. I think if we get beneath the surface, there are some very bitter words and testimonies there. There's jealousy.
Wow.
There's envy. There's control. There's sabotage. Those are underneath. But what I did learn from this unfortunate sister divide is that I love me. And there are reasons, there are seasons, there are people that come and go, and I'm still trusting. I still will let you in. I still want to be forgiving of you. I still want to love you, and I hope that you love me. And one more thing that I want to add to that is that I find that women look at me in one of two ways. Oh, she's getting it together, or oh, I know her and she thinks she has it together, but I know her, she really doesn't. Here's my transparency. I don't have it together. I work hard every day to get it together. And if you are my friend, if you are my sister, if you are my girl, if you are my two snaps and a twist, I will work every day to help you get it together too.
You know, the powerful thing, you know, I think, you know, just to unpack your story a little bit, what you had to say about, I want to go to the youth piece, like being young and celebrating your strengths.
Yeah.
But then as you're getting older, starting to judge the weaknesses, that's a really powerful statement, Shannon. And I think it's a statement that goes beyond women. But I believe that for us as adults, you know, when we get too grown, too adult, that's when we learn how to judge.
Yeah.
It seems like when you were younger, you had the freedom. You had the freedom in your relationship and the love that you had with your sister to be who you be. And then as you grew older, you guys were able to classify, judge, and organize whatever, what you want versus what's expected of you. So how did you deal with that? I mean, how did you, because we had somebody, we had a caller, wasn't a caller, it was someone in the chat room who had shared they had been friends with somebody, had a best friend, and they fell out over something silly, but we didn't know what the silliness was. But this person hasn't had a best friend for almost, I think, either 7 to 9 years, hasn't had a close female friendship after that break. So what I'm trying to figure out is, how have you been able to receive people like me who possibly came after that time? Because your heart is still so wide and so open. How have you been able, in the midst of a concrete, verifiable situation where you could be like, see, that's why I don't trust women. Women are shady. I had this friend and they judged me and all this other stuff. How have you been able to stand your ground and keep your heart open?
It's weird because I think it's a delicate balance of saying that I don't let people or things define me. The friendship didn't define me as a friend. You know, it said that for a point in time, I had a relationship with a person and we called each other friends. But if that friendship ends, it doesn't mean I'm incapable of being a friend. I am a friend. I am a good person. Things yes. just happen. And it's still, you know, I have not healed. I have not healed. I spent most of my teenage and adult years knowing and loving this person. And my heart still aches for this person. I still want a friendship. Am I able to meet her needs? Probably not. Is she able to meet mine? Probably not. Can we still build a friendship knowing that? That determines a woman. Can you look, you know, that determines a woman. Can you look at each other's weaknesses and say, I accept you and will not judge you based on what I see, hear, know, or feel. I just want you.
So, girl, how do you heal the void? How do you heal the pain? Because I know that had to have been painful.
Oh, my gosh. It's still painful when I think about it. And actually, I think I just talked about my husband, Irving, is like my backbone. He's my front bone, side bone. My husband is a wonderful friend. And he asked me the other day, he said, well, babe, how are you healing? How does it feel not to have that person that's a best friend anymore? And I said, you know, it's been over a year and it still hurts. The void hasn't been filled at all. I have just been surrounded by beautiful women who have said, I accept you. I accept you. I'm willing to listen to you, to work with you, to talk to you, to look at you and say, okay, I see that's kind of going on here, but, oh, look at that side too. And you know what's the strangest thing about that friendship is I never got encouragement from the friendship. So the void hasn't been healed of having that person there, you know, that companionship hasn't been filled. But I have met some absolutely remarkable women who have confirmed to me that, hey, Shannon, you are a good person with a good soul. And I have confirmed to them, hey, you're a good person with a good soul. You have voids I can't fill. I have voids you can't fill. But we can build something together regardless.
How powerful. You are listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. This is Shannon Henderson on the line. We're talking about healing the sisterhood divide, sharing our personal sister stories. Shannon, we've had some other sisters join us at this sacred fire. I want to thank Awakening Heart for being with us tonight. Hello, my sister friend, Miss Betty, beautiful, beautiful intuitive counselor out there in the world working to heal and touch women and men alike. And, you know, while we're having this conversation about, I want to make sure that I give props to A. Irving. I know, yes, I'm censoring myself as I speak. You know, I am because clearly we're going to have to do a part three life coach today, because I do want to talk about men at some point, but I'm reluctant, but I need to do this. I want to give props to you having a husband who is emotionally in tune, not to assume that men are not emotionally aware of what happens when their wives and their girlfriends are going through this sisterhood pain, this sisterhood divide. But I do want to give him props for asking the question about your heart and how you're healing and how you're taking care of yourself. Because I
gotta
don't
give him
hear
props
that a lot.
Too.
You know,
no.
I got to give props to my brother, you know?
And you know what? I think we can hear it a lot. I think it's kind of, it's swept under the rug as not enough or not what we want to hear. But I think there are a lot of men out here who are saying it.
Because, you know what? I'm going to say it. Because they need us to get it together.
Yes. Yes.
They need us to get together. And I'm going out on a limb. They need us to get it together because, you know, women birth the babies. We bring in civilization. We, you know, all life comes through the womb. And when
yes.
the womb is not together, then our civilization has a hard time of surviving. And so to have a man who is concerned about your heart womb and what's going on tells me that there's some hope in the world, you know, and I just want to put it out there. I also have another confession, because I'm remembering a time in my youth where I had a best friend. I was the second best friend, and she had a best friend from her childhood, you know, like elementary school.
Yep.
I was so jealous of this girl.
I experienced that part as well.
Ooh, your eyes are green. And it wasn't because I ate a lot of vegetables, okay?
I know
so
it.
I was so jealous. I was so mean. I mean, I didn't even know. I mean, we were just sending hate rays to each other, just competing for this girl's affection. I mean, it was just friendship.
But you know, I think about
the time, and I'm just like, oh, I did not like how I showed up, Shannon. How do we heal that? How do we get to the point? You know, I mean, is there a way to eradicate jealousy?
I think so.
Tell me how. I think
the key is to stop feeling the need to be the one and only.
Ouch.
When you feel that need, think about it. When you feel the need to be the one and only, that means by any means necessary, you're going to be the one and the only. So if it's the one and only best friend, that means as soon as another sister steps into place or another memory from another sister steps into place, you'll stomp on it with orange heels. No, I'm the only. I'm the only. You know, when you're in a networking session and you find out that there are four other women in there that do what you do,
what happens?
You start giving them the look.
Did you hear me click my tongue?
Yeah.
I'm like, she can't do it like I can do it.
She can't do it like I can do it. And you know what? She might be doing it like you can do it and better, but you will find something. But her middle fingernail, it's broken. it's chipped. I saw it. Did you see that? I saw it.
You look for anything, and there you go back to the judgment.
You go back to the judgment because it's this need to be the one and only. And, you know, I was raised to say, there's enough of me to go around. And there is. Everyone can't be everybody to everybody. What you find is if you give little pieces away to yourself, to someone else, you know, it fills up a multitude. If I can give you, sorry, encouragement with your business, with your ventures, then I'm giving that to you. Meanwhile, someone else is crying on my shoulder. Meanwhile, I'm fixing mac and cheese for someone else, or I'm retwisting someone else's locks, or I'm going shoe shopping with another woman. But each of you have a piece of me, so stop feeling the need to be the one and only. The only time that counts is when it's about your man.
Now, Shannon, I know you married over there to Irving, but that's a whole part three.
You know what, you got me wanting to go check on things.
See, that's part three. Because the one and only with your man, really, Shannon, I don't even know what to say about that. Because, see, we could just open up a whole can of worms. Now I want to talk about Jada. So next week, family, we're going to keep it on sister friends. We're going to talk about boys right now.
No boys allowed. No boys allowed
right now, unless Life Coach Dave wants to chime in. But
yes, I do.
Healing,
no, I don't. Bye.
Yeah, bye. He, no, no boys right now, because we're going to have a special show talking about women and this situation with the men. I will do that. I will offer that, because that's going to be hot, and that's going to probably have to be a two-parter. But the need to feel one and only, you know, I said last week, Shannon, that I really I was trying to go through a fairy tale where a girl, like the protagonist, had a best friend that was a female. And mm-hmm. I couldn't come up with one fairy tale where, you know, Snow White's friends were little men and animals.
Yeah.
Cinderella, she really didn't have a best friend. Belle, Beauty and the Beast, didn't have a best friend.
Nope.
You know, and I could go down the line of just, you know, even the, not that I'm a fan, Princess and the Frog, that girl didn't have a best friend. So we grow up believing in that one and only story, and it shows up in our friendships is what just came to me. It shows up in our friendships, particularly if you've got that best friend thing, and then you have the best friend competition. But I definitely went through it. I did not want to share. I didn't know how to share, and I didn't understand how you could be tight with me and then go hang out with this girl that you may have known from the ages of 5 to 12. I didn't care. Here I am at 13, and I'm more fun.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
Well, Maria, I love you, baby, if you ever listen to the show. Because you know what? The girl that I was jealous of, we are friends now.
Isn't it crazy how it comes full circle? That's why I say don't burn bridges, because you never know when you have to cross them again.
Okay. And that's what healing the sisterhood divide is about.
It's about that. You know, it's about accepting and saying, hey, I have enough room in my circle to let you in. And we're going to do this under these terms. No judgment allowed, no hating allowed, no sabotage allowed. Then let's just be us. And if we can honestly say, I will not bring judgment to the table, I will not sabotage you, I will not hate on you, or whatever this hate on me thing is, that's a whole another topic.
Girl, we didn't even have those words.
We got
a comment here that I want to share with you. We learn who we are as women from our mothers, largely, I think. Kathleen, I agree.
Yeah.
And my mother was definitely in competition with a lot of women.
My mom was too. My mom was known as Miss Hot to Trot, Get It Done. And she was this self-sufficient woman on the exterior. You saw that she was getting things done and she was capable of handling her business. And on the interior, if you knew her, you knew her weaknesses. But she would not let you catch her slipping. She wouldn't let you do it. And I learned that from my mom, and I just kind of tweaked it a little, and I have this thing called transparency.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask me, I'll tell you. Not because of anything beyond the fact that I said, I want you to get to know me. So when you make up your mind to call me a friend, you know why you're calling me a friend. And when you've made up your mind to dislike me, you honestly have reason why? Because if I ask you why you don't like me and you say, I don't know, the nail on your middle finger is broken, then I know where you're coming from.
Indeed, indeed. So, Shannon, as we're getting ready, you know, the time is slipping. I want to hear about this event that you're doing called Pumps and Brunch. And would you mind also, you know, giving up a little bit of dirt about, was everybody comfortable? You have this event where all these women are going to come together and they're going to be sharing their gifts and they're going to be talking about stuff. But let me just move in a little closer to you real quick. And
come on, let's snuggle.
Okay, we're going to snuggle real quick. So, Shannon, did you really have people who had questions about or had, you know, concern about being involved in an all-woman event? Because we might have some drama?
Yes, absolutely. I think they built the drama in their head before they even saw what it was about. But I got a very interesting message. And the message was, hey, Shannon, I heard about Pumps and Brunch.
sounds like a great idea, except a bunch of women in one place sounds like drama to me. Let me know when you do something that does not involve a bunch of women in one place. Have fun.
Wow. Okay, we're going to have a moment of prayer for her. Okay. But the thing is, Thompson Brunch, your event that you're doing, is about healing the sisterhood divide.
It's about healing. So let me tell you about how Thompson Brunch came to be.
Please.
When I meet a lot of my business clients who are women, we meet at a specific time of day, and this just is a natural occurrence. We always meet during the brunch time. And so not only are we meeting at brunch, but when we see each other, after we say, hey, how are you, the next thing we say is, hey, I love those shoes. It's kind of like, hey, I'm letting you in my circle. And so when I was thinking of something to bring people together, to bring women especially together who are about their business, because, you know, I host workshops as well, I said, well, what things can we talk about that would allow fellowship? And I said, oh, food and fashion. So that's how Thompson Brunch came to be. It's just kind of that center around everything else we're doing. We're talking about empowerment and how to unleash that inner goddess. We're talking about making your money. We're talking about your family life. We're talking about raising your consciousness and your awareness. We're talking about so many things that say, hey, you're a woman, you deserve the best. You can be cute and fly and be about your business. You cannot be cute and fly and still be about your business. It's all about self-improvement of the woman. So that's what Thompson Brunch is. It's a potluck, which means everybody's going to put their foot into their dish and present it as, hey, I'm letting you eat. Because we know, right, food is like community. It's an offering. So I thought that if we made it a potluck, it's kind of like a peace offering. And saying, hey, I bought this potato salad. You know how they say, I don't eat everybody's potato salad.
Right.
I brought this potato salad as a peace offering. Eat of this and let's talk. And that's really what Thompson Brunch is. We're going to be sporting fashionable shoes. You know, if you can do Louis Vuittons or you can do Taylors, whatever it is, if the rule is no judgment or comparison allowed. That's it.
I know that's right. No, so tell us real quick, for those in the D.C. area who can check it out, where is it going to be? Where's the website and all that good
stuff?
Sure.
Absolutely. So I want you to join us. It's going to be at the beautiful Moncherry Gallery in Mount Rainier, Maryland. That's right across the D.C. line on Eastern Avenue. It's on Rhode Island Avenue there. It's a Haitian gallery with imported art and one-of-a-kind art. It's this Saturday, April 20th, 2013, from 10:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m., and you can find more information about the event at www.imshannon.com. And that website, again, is www.imshannon.com.
Wow.
It's free.
I'll also be there doing celestial vision readings as well.
Yes.
I'll be in the house. Hanging out with my sisters and putting on my pumps. So watch out now. I'm not promising I'm going to cook anything. It will be Safeway, Giant.
Love it.
But we are going to continue this conversation, and I definitely am going to give them feedback about how it went, because I'm like tied to this story about healing the sisterhood divide. So sisters, as you're listening in, as you're going about your week, you know, make sure that you're smiling, you're talking to somebody. You know, if you make a friend this week, call me on next Sunday and tell me about it. And I promise to tell you how Pumps and Brunch went. I promise you Shannon will be posting pictures on FB. So I'll make sure that we all get to energetically be invited to that party. Shannon, I want to thank you for your time tonight. I love you. I treasure
you.
And I appreciate you as my sister friend. You're so beautiful. Thank you for coming in open heart, open mouth, willing to share your sisterhood stories with us.
Thank you, and I just want to say especially thank you for all of the dreaming we did together, all of the tears we did together,
yes.
The stories we shared, the encouragement we had. Thank you for allowing me to be me. Thank you.
That's so funny because that's what I tell her.
Yes,
thank you for allowing me to be me. So my sisters, you know, you're so smooth about it. I know you got to put the boys to bed and
yes.
work it out. I thank you. I honor you. Family, you've been listening to Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I have enjoyed this conversation. We're going to continue it. We're going to bring in the boys next week. We're going to go out tonight with Julie Dexter, Rhythm Daughter, because I feel like dancing tonight. I feel like introducing you to a new beat, you know? We're going to heal the sisterhood divide. It's already happening in the conversation. You can find Julie Dexter at juliedexter.com. And don't forget to join Life Coach Today on Monday. Charles Holt will be in the house, the intuitive rebel. Agape in the house. And next week, Michael Lennox as well. I'll be there around 1 with Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. I love you, family. Make sure you love yourself. I'm out. Good night.
Take a trip with me through the black and white tea. Follow me. Let's get lost. The melody is calling us. Take this trip with your heart. Don't you look for a star? 'Cause your eyes don't be shy. We can fly to the sky.
Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.